back in the pop. Was that
going? I was going to say the this will just be audio on your show, or this will be both?
Both.
Okay, that's fine.
Good deal. Folks, back on the Boston Man Show here with Appalachian State Mountaineers head coach Dustin Kearns out of the Sun Belt Conference. Come off 2 week wins against Georgia State here this past weekend. Coach Kearns, good to talk to you again. How are you doing today?
JR, I'm doing great. It's great to be back on your show. I'm a big fan of yours and your show. You do a great job.
Thanks so much, Coach. Now, Coach, let me ask you this, man. Let's go back to March here, man, when everything kind of got shut down. How was it for your staff telling seniors goodbye? It was for the last time, man, and losing guys the way you lost them and, you know, having to go from being on campus, being together, and then being away for all those months. How was it for you and your staff and your players, Coach?
Well, it was very challenging. I mean, I think that, you know, last year we were able to stop an eight-year losing streak in year one. And so we were going to play in the postseason for the first time in 10 years, which have been a great experience for our seniors and program. But as we all know, no one got to play in the postseason. And so it was challenging. It was just unique. I mean, there was no playbook for it. There was no playbook for to teach us how to handle that. It was just really communicating with them and their families. And as we were learning the unknown as well. But, you know, disappointed that those seniors did not get to play in the postseason, but they did were very instrumental in turning around an eight-year losing streak.
Yes, indeed, Coach. You know, for me, man, I can only imagine, because guys would have had that last opportunity to hug their coach, hug their teammates, and the noise on play postseason to get that taken away from you just like that. Because I know, Coach, when it happened, I was hoping maybe you all come to Atlanta and play the Final Four in Atlanta. I was hoping to see all you guys come to town, and then it didn't happen. And I know for guys at your level, that tournament is big on the money piece to help you guys fund things outside of the non-revenue sports. So I know it hurt in that regard, too. So how's App State been for us with the finances, knowing that you guys couldn't really play non-conference games, get the money you used to getting to fund everything else that you have to fund when you go play those guaranteed games?
Well, it's been challenging, and I think it's certainly been challenging on our administration. I mean, I think that, you know, for us, from a football's perspective, our football program is very, very good. And so we sell out every game. And so that's a big revenue piece that you know, for our school. Obviously, with us, maybe going out and playing, we had some big games scheduled that we weren't able to go play. But I think that everybody's been through it. And I think the positive is, you know, App State Nation has a very passionate fan base, and our donations and Yosef Club members are even up. And so, you know, I think the App State Nation has rallied together to help out.
Oh, yeah. We know, you know, Boone loves them some App State over there, man. They love it, man. They, you know, they go crazy for you guys, the Mountaineers, man. And how has it been for your kids being back on campus? No, not the way it used to be, but be able to see their friends and family again on campus, the App Nation family, and have that support to help them get through this whole year, having to be so knit tight, Coach, because, you know, one slip up here is 14 days potentially for the team. So how's it been having that inspiration on campus, helping guys stay mentally stable and keep this thing going here for you guys?
Yeah, that's been a challenge. And I think that one thing that we've talked about from day one is let's be leaders. Let's be leaders on campus. Let's set examples. This is not ideal. This is not what we want to go through. However, these are the cards we've been dealt.
Oh, yes.
And so we can either embrace it or waste it is what I've told our team about. And so let's be leaders and wear a mask and set an example, and therefore that'll help us all get back to normal. But I've talked to our team also about, hey, let's control what you can control. And there's going to be some protocols. There's going to be some things that maybe necessarily we don't understand but that's what we've been dealt. And so let's embrace it. And I think that I've talked to our team as well about when we get through this, it'll be like a badge of honor, hey, I played through COVID. You know, we've been able to play 17 games. That's an accomplishment in itself.
But, oh, yes.
You know, I think when we all get through this from a coach, from an administrator, from a player perspective, we're going to look back on this 10 years from now and say, hey, we were able to play. We were able to win some games. It's going to be like a badge of honor.
No doubt, Coach. Now, I know how you feel about this, Coach. For me, I've become a better leader, a better leader for my interns, my staff, because, you know, they can come to me to try to, you know, get comfort and guidance when this. When you're having guys who are the same age as my interns are 18, 24 years old, I'm in my 30s. So how's it if you're trying to lead these young men through all this uncertainty, keeping their minds sharp so they don't get that? Coach, people don't realize that mental health piece is so important right now, because when you're stuck in the house, your mind wanders, you get down and depressed. So how to keep young kids up and engaged, would not let them succumb to this bad thing we're dealing with right now. How's it been for you as a leader and a guy these guys trust as I can follow to them away from home for these young men who come play for you?
Well, I constantly communicate with them about that, and I share my own experiences. Hey, listen, we have our family here, and then I've got to go back and be a parent and a husband, and I've got two bubbles, and they're all, you know, both intertwined, but. You know, I think we've communicated, we've kind of kept things in perspective, and we've also tried to keep it fun. And in a weird way, JR, in a weird way, this has made our team pretty connected and close. And we haven't been able to maybe do as much team building stuff and activities and meals as we normally have to help with that. But because of the seclusion, our own little bubble, it's made our group really, really close in a unique, weird way.
Oh, yes, no doubt, Coach. And I've heard that from players and coaches who told me the same exact thing, because, you know, because of what we're going through together, it's made us become even more as one, more of a we mentality rather than a me mentality. It's a we mentality, because we're all going to the same together, because each guy's accountable for each other's health right now. Because, you know, if I go out to a party, it can ruin the whole team this year. So if I go out, you know, run after on a date, I shouldn't be on a date. You know, so I feel like you're right, Coach. A lot of guys have told me the same exact thing you told me, that it's made us connected together. It's helping on the court as well, because when you go to adversity on the court, you make another bad call or bad turnover, whatever it is, we're together. We can get through it together and make it happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's kind of been my theme, is let's embrace it. We can either brace this year or waste it and make excuses, but let's find a way to embrace it.
Now, Coach, for your young men, as you got them back on campus, how was that ramp up for your guys? You know, guys been in the house all those months, and they want to get out there and play. How was that ramp up, trying to get putting stuff in for your guys who are new, and making sure your guys who are veterans kind of review for them, and keeping the guys kind of fresh and not injured, trying to get back at it too fast?
That was challenging, and so we really had to pace them. We had to tell them, hey, listen, we know you're dying to get back and play and do all this stuff, but we've got to take certain steps. Now, it was easier in the sense, because that's what the NBA did. And sometimes we can use the NBA for guidance and things. So when the NBA came back from their layoff, they did shooting groups, and they just did kind of small groups. So I said, hey, we're just going to follow what the NBA is doing, which we did. And so that kind of helped with that. But you know, there were some times there where, as coaches early on, you had a chance to maybe keep smaller groups and kind of avoid shutdown. You kind of had to make some decisions. Are we going to try to act as normal and practice as normal as we could, or are we going to try to really, break things down? And so we kind of made the decision just to kind of go as normal. We felt like that if we're going to get shut down, it wasn't going to be because of a small group or whatever that may be. That may be true or not, but we tried to keep it as normal as we could from a practice standpoint and things like that. Now, we don't meet in the locker room. We meet in a big old classroom. Our huddles are huge. And so we've done some things. Film sessions were really spread out. So we've done some things that quite maybe aren't normal, but from a practice standpoint, from a game prep standpoint, we've tried to keep things very normal.
Now you're in Sun Belt play, Coach, playing those back-to-backs on Friday and Saturday. Does the early part of the week, how's that been different for you, the guys, having pretty much 4 days to prepare for an opponent, which probably having that last day, Sunday off probably, and have played Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday practice and travel Thursday if you're on the road. So how has that been, having kind of prepared for one point in the week and come off that back-to-back on the weekend?
It's been different. It's been unique. You know, 18 years of coaching, we've never experienced this where we've played back-to-back games, but never the same team. And so that's been unique and certainly kind of called around, asked other people what they're doing. it's really almost like football. You got all week to play one team.
Oh, yes.
And so, but I think from a, I think the most challenging part has been the physical part, is trying to pace your guys throughout the week to get to play back-to-back games. And it's from a physical inner, you know, like you don't want to wear your team out throughout the week. And so even though you've kind of got all week to practice and maybe do some new things and experiment a little bit, there's also a fine line as, hey, let's, we got to keep our guys as fresh as we can keep them for this back-to-back, because they're back-to-back within less than 24 hours. And so it's been challenging. We're in a little bit of a routine now. You know, now we've got to just kind of, I think, trust the routine and keep moving forward.
Yeah, because I know when you play on a team back-to-back, that second game on that back-to-back is going to be the toughest one. It's kind of like a lot of grit and heart right there, because, you know, if, especially if you win night one, you know, night two, they're going to come out like gangbusters after you. You know, at night two, you got to survive that first punch and recover from that. It kind of catches that wind right there, keep on going, because, you know, guys don't want to lose two in a row to you for sure when they get punched in the mouth on night one for sure.
No doubt. No doubt. And that's been the unique challenge. You know, we've won game one and we've lost game one. And so, you know, trying to get your guys to turn the page quick and make some adjustments as a coach, and getting them in the right, you know, frame of mind, but also when you win game one, trying to talk to them about, hey, they're going to come out, they're going to make some adjustments. And it's been unique. It really has. It makes for a long week. It makes for a long weekend. Those Friday nights are long, and then you got to kind of turn around and play again. But I feel like I've always wondered what a football coach feels like, having all week and playing one game, and then all week.
Yeah.
And since we're playing the same team, you're playing one team, I kind of know what a football coach goes through now.
Now, how was your voice on Sunday after those two nights of back-to-back screaming and trying to keep people in line? How was your voice on Sundays, Coach?
I'm exhausted. but Sundays, I'm trying to – I watch the film from Saturday's game really late on Sunday night. But on Sunday, I really try to not get fired from my husband's job and my dad's job. Sundays, I'm trying to be spend some time with the family.
I hear that.
During the week, it's just not a lot of time. You know, last night I had a radio show and coach show and all that stuff. But, like, you know, I'll kind of shut her down a little bit on Sundays and recharge the batteries until Sunday night about 10 o'clock. I'll turn on that film and when the kids go to bed. But that helps me. I think that's healthy, and I think that's healthy for me to kind of decompress and shut it down a little bit. But then I'll crank it right back up. I watched game two Sunday night, and then Monday morning I'm right back to the new opponent.
Now, Coach, you just played Georgia State this past weekend, playing Coach Rob Lanier, who's doing a good job over there at Georgia State over there. How was it playing them back-to-back at your place in Boone? Knowing that I played them again, coming up here real soon after you played Troy.
Yeah, listen, Coach Rob Lanier is a terrific basketball coach, and Georgia State is very, very good. We were very fortunate to win both those games. I was really proud of our guys. I thought we showed some toughness, and I thought we defended really well. But they're terrific, and Coach Lanier does an outstanding job. I've got great respect for him as a coach, but even more as a person. I think he's a great guy. He's got great perspective. I've learned a lot from him. But that was – you know, JR, this is my second year here. I think that was one of our best wins as from a program standpoint since I've been here. I just think Georgia State's got a very good program. They came in the game 8-2 and beat Georgia Tech. They had very good wins. And so that was a big weekend for our program. But now we got a weekend and we got to turn around and play them again. And so but certainly proud of our guys and you know, for getting one of the games and then coming back and playing well again.
Now, Coach, you got Troy's weekend. Tell us about your sitting on film from Troy as you prepare for those guys Friday and Saturday night here. As you know, Troy's always a tough trip for you. It's a down end. It's one of the more tough trips in the conference right there going to Troy. So tell us about those guys down there in Troy. How are you going to get ready for those guys this weekend?
listen, Troy's good, and they beat us. They beat us in game, the first game of the conference season. They beat us here, and so, and we didn't lead for 1 second. Scott Cross does a terrific job. Very well coached team, and they haven't played a home game. This is their first home game. They had a home series with Georgia State canceled, and so they've played 6 conference road games.
Wow!
And so you can throw out that record. They've got a player since we played them who's averaged over 20 points a game in Cam Woods. They got a good team. They've had 4 straight single-digit losses, a couple overtimes, and so they're those could go either way and completely change the course of the season. So we've got a big task this weekend. Once again, this team has beat us, and so we got a chance to go on the road there and play a really good Troy team.
Now, Coach, how's recruiting going for you for your 21 class and 22 classes via Zoom? I know you're a face-to-face guy. You don't probably prefer that method, but how has it been recruiting via Zoom and showing your great campus you have over there in Boone?
Another thing, JR, we've had to do to get creative, and I think that was part of the just adaption process in April, May. We had kind of had to just figure out, like, what are we going to do here? I'd never heard of Zoom before last
Same here. If we bought stock, Coach, we'd be rich, man.
We should have. In fact, when all this first started happening, we were having head coaches calls, and they were calling. You know, they were true conference calls, and you just hear the voice. And then all of a sudden, we started these Zooms. I remember saying, I don't know, what's Zoom? But you know what? You know, I'm going to continue with it. Hopefully, we get out of this pandemic here very, very soon, and we get back to normal. I still will use Zoom in recruiting. I think that I still want to get out face-to-face and see people. But I think the Zoom is easy. It's quick. We share. We've got video tours of the campus and our locker room, and we can show film and things. So it's really been worked out. We signed a kid early. We're really excited about it. We've got another commitment as well. And so as we've adapted, so are the kids and the parents have adapted as well. And it's been unique, but I have enjoyed spending time with our team. You know, I have enjoyed the time with our coaching staff, because normally they're out during the week traveling and seeing kids every week. So am I. And so you miss some of that quality time with your own team, which are your most important recruits. They're the ones that have already chose App State. And I've really enjoyed being back and spending time with our guys and staff.
And you get to go home tonight to your family. You don't get fired from that job, too.
Yeah, they're not going. My wife's not going to know what it's like when I go back out recruiting at some point. I mean, it's now when we flew to South Alabama 2 weeks ago to play. It's the first flight I've been on since March.
Wow.
When we flew back from Texas State in the Sun Belt tournament. So, you know, it's but it's been great in the sense to be home and I got 2 little kids and. That's been fun.
Last one I got for you, Coach, is what was your quarantine hobby? Mine was playing the guitar this summer, learning how to do that over quarantine. What's been your quarantine hobby this summer, Coach?
Eating snacks and
say,
you know, I got really into some Netflix shows. Don't typically watch a lot of TV because you're just traveling and then you watch so much film, you kind of want to just. Me and my wife, we got into watching Ozark. We got into watching, you know, several shows. Like I was a big Power guy that was on Stars. I love
Power. Oh, yes, I love Power. Tommy and Ghost, I love that show.
I love Power. And so Power ended, and then we needed something new, and we were, you know, we got into some Netflix series, and so that was fun.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Coach, yeah, I love me some Power, man. I couldn't wait. Every Sunday night, I couldn't wait for that midnight to come out. I get a little notification. I'm watching it before it comes. I'm watching it early. But as soon as they dropped it, I'm watching it, Coach.
I love that show. That was my – I was kind of sad it ended. Now, I think there's going to be a new spinoff with Tariq,
yep.
My understanding.
Yep, so it is.
I'll watch that. But I thought it was a great show, man. That was a great show.
Every Sunday that I could, I didn't miss it, Coach. Man, got the notifications on my app. I knew what time to go watch it. Every midnight, I knew it.
Me neither. Now, I didn't miss one. I didn't miss one.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, thank you for your time, as always, Coach Kearns. I'm glad we got to catch up again and with you. Good luck this week at Troy, and good luck at Georgia State after that next week, man, off on the fifth there, man, for sure.
Well, appreciate it. Great to be back on your show. I follow your show. You do a great job. I think it's tremendous how you have all these different coaches from different sports and really you profile schools and help you know, publicize some schools that maybe don't normally get publicity. I think what you're doing is great. JR, it's an honor to be on your show.
Coach, that's my whole mission, Coach, because all those Power 7 schools get all the publicity. But people like you have great schools like yourself, like Mike Morella in Asheville and everybody, Bob Richard Furman. I want to give you guys a voice because people ain't cover you all either when you win or when something bad happens. I want to cover you because it's a random day in January. I want to talk to you about your team. You know, that's my whole mission, Coach. Give you a voice because a lot of guys will cover you unless something bad or you win a tournament games. All they care about. I want to give cover you because I really do care about you and your programs.
Well, it doesn't go unnoticed. And so great job. And I look forward to being on again someday.
Thank you, Coach. You be good. Be safe, buddy.
Thank you a lot. Go Mountaineers, take the stairs.
Yes, indeed.